This call is being recorded.
I would like to welcome everyone to our roundtable call tonight. I am your host, Mary Betts, and I run the Super Beings website with founder Jason Davis. Well, we were supposed to go to Venus tonight, but Jason called me and let me know that he was going to be tied up making alchemy and basically having all his attention focused on the hot plate and whatever's going on in that beaker. There's definitely been some super interesting and beautiful and amazing stuff that's been going on with alchemy lately. Just wild, miraculous stuff. And so, you know, around here we're pretty spontaneous and we just try to respond as best as possible to what the story is calling for. So when Jason told me that we couldn't go to Venus tonight, but we are going next week, whatever's going on with Venus and Jupiter is going to be going on for a little while. So we can still harness those energies next week. So I just kind of put it out there to the gang upstairs, like, what do you guys want to do tonight? And they basically directed me to this crystal that I have. This beautiful rose quartz, which hangs out on my altar. And it was a gift from Jason. And I knew that one day we were going to be utilizing it in a group setting like this. So what's interesting about lately has been all this attention and energy on this concept of love and the alchemy really stimulating that presence more and more. And I took a little bit of the lapis negra, which is the latest alchemy. It's the lapis exilis, which has been upgraded to this new elixir. It's gone from blue to this kind of purple black, beautiful blackness. And I took a dose last night, and then I didn't really feel anything. I mean, I felt some things, but it's like it hadn't kicked in yet. And then this morning, I felt it, and it was like this fountain, this beautiful fountain of love going on. And so I took the crystal and I sprayed it in the lapis negra. And so we're going to be transferring that energy into our water. So let's see. First thing we're going to do is let's breathe through our nose to a count of five and then out to a count of 10. And we'll do that five times. Okay, so I'm gonna mute myself. So I don't wanna be like breathing into your, you know, ears. So again, we're going to breathe through our nose to a count of five, and then slowly exhale out your nose to a count of 10, and do that five times. Okay, I'm gonna mute myself. Okay. Drop your attention from your head down into your heart. Feel that centeredness. Allow love to gather in your heart center. Allow it to bubble up, overflowing over this chalice that is your heart. And let that love flow down to the earth of Mama Gaia. Feel it sink down into the earth, your love. And wait for her to return it to you. Now gather up that love and send it up like bubbles of sparkly water to Father Sky. And wait until you feel him return back to you. Now we are unified and ready to do this work. I have sitting next to me this quartz crystal, excuse me, this rose quartz crystal. And with us are lots and lots of beings, all of your guides, the guides that are involved with the alchemy, the energy of this quartz crystal, it's all here ready to go. Okay. Now what I want you to do is take your glass of water, set it in front of you. And I want you to cup your hands around the glass. Don't touch it, just cup around it. And say to all the beings, discarnate and embodies, the crystal, the water, everything, say, I honor the space in which you exist. Now, all you have to do is think or say aloud, I accept. Let's count down from 3, 2, 1. Here it comes. The energy of this crystal is being transferred into your water. Remember, you're not doing anything at all except standing back and allowing this rose quartz and the beings on the scene to do all the work. And it's going to be beautiful. Okay, it's ready. You can drink as much of that water as you like now. Go ahead and feel its texture, its silkiness. This is about bringing healing and balance and love through this unifying heart center. I am seeing this rose quartz and the water as this fountain or wellspring of love that we can drink from. Okay. Now let's get comfy. Go ahead and lay down, get comfortable. I'm going to let this water that we just taken into our bodies just work and spread around and flow its way through. Just kind of like distribute that water to all our cells. Okay, now take some peaceful breaths of cleansing and renewal. Feel the breath draw life into the body and the spirit. Breathe deeper and feel the breath draw not just from the sky above you, but also from the earth below. Breathe in this earth sky energy with each breath. Breathe with every pore of your body, feeling the awakening that is beginning to happen. Allow the life-giving energies to pour into you and renew both your body and spirit. Let the earth energy and sky energy surround you and flow into you. Feel it pulse through your veins, surrounding you. Continue to breathe this way, slowly, and begin to relax even more. As you sink deeper into this relaxation, feel yourself moving gently away from your body. You're protected, you're safe, you can leave your body. Feel the freedom and relaxation as you move away from your body. Know that the body itself will be refreshed and renewed, and you will be perfectly safe until you return. Float up farther and farther into a field of clouds. Allow yourself to be refreshed by their unique shapes and colors of the clouds. Their opalescence. Watch how they form and reform, turning gently and constantly on themselves in an endless dance. You look ahead and see that the clouds are more dense, as if they are hiding something. The closer you draw, clouds start to thin out, and as they become thinner, more transparent, gracefully pull away. They have pulled back all together to reveal a beautiful pink rose quartz. Look closely at the color and notice the intensity of pure color that radiates. Feel the warmth of the pink. Feel the velvety texture of it. Allow that warmth to wash over you. As it covers you from head to toe, feel the love that is radiating from the rose quartz. Let it seep into your every pore, every fiber of your being. Warmth spreading, steeping. Receive this love that is being given to you freely. The color pink is as deep as it is radiant, and it's very pleasing to the eye. And you feel yourself being drawn into it, passing through the walls of the pink that you are now suspended within. Notice the graceful, intricate archway of pink surrounding you. Notice the slight breeze moving through. And you hear a sweet melody. One note after another. As the breeze moves through the arches, creating this melody. Allow the vibrations of this melody and harmony to move through you, saturating your cells. It is part of you. It is you. You feel it in your heart as it vibrates throughout your entire body and spirit. It pulses through you with great strength in all directions at once, recharging you, renewing you. As these vibrations move through your body, you have a great feeling of power and joy. All fatigue and discomfort are passing away. Allow the strength of the pinkness and the vibrations of the rose quartz to sweep through you, cleansing, renewing, restoring every fiber of yourself. This wellspring, this pinkness in the center of you, like a hub of a wheel, a fountain, and all the systems of your body are drawing from and reflecting this love to your other energy centers. Allow that fountain to fill you with vitality, strength, joy, love, compassion. Just know that you can draw upon this energy to restore yourself on any level of the body or spirit with this wellspring. It's here for you whenever you want it to be. You are part of this energy, and it is always, now, forever a part of you. Now you can begin to move back, leaving the archways of pink. You continue to step back farther and farther until the rose quartz is completely within your field of vision. You see it turning gently and peacefully. The clouds are now moving in again around the rose quartz. They curl, roll, and cover it. You are moving farther and farther away and drawing now back into your physical body. Go ahead and allow yourself to be centered in your body again. Fill out your body again. You realize that your body has also been renewed and refreshed while you were in the midst of the profound love that you just experienced. Now breathe deeply in and out and feel the body's life systems awakening. Breathe deeply again, and as you release the breath, you become aware of all the sounds of life around you. Breathe this third time, and you are now fully awake, refreshed, renewed, and in full awareness of all that you have learned. Okay, that is it. That concludes our rose quartz journey. Hello.
For your guidance.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you feel renewed?
I feel a lot of love.
Awesome.
I've never felt love like that.
Awesome. That's because everybody was involved in it.
We are love.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Hey Nathan, I used your rose tincture, that the glycerin.
Oh really?
That you made. Yeah, I added it to my water.
Cool.
I wanted to go. Oh, like when I poured my water, I added a little of that rose tincture that you made.
Cool.
Yeah.
That water was really good.
Oh my God, it's so silky. It's cool.
Yeah, straight down.
Awesome.
I could watch the beings do their magic on it.
Yes. They're awesome. So yeah, let everybody thank the beings that were involved in that.
Oh, absolutely. Love to add them.
Oh, yeah.
They were so happy doing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're delighted. Wow.
Yes. So just remember, we can all tap into that fountain that we just anchored into ourselves whenever we're needing a little love.
A lot of love.
That lapis negra, like I said in my post, it was like, it's like, okay, so you know, when you feel a hug, it's like an embrace on the outside, but this is like an embrace from within.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Something hugging you inside out, which I love.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So I want to just thank everybody for coming, for participating and contributing your energy to that beautiful ceremony. And we will be, you know, doing another journey, astral type journey next week.
Yeah.
And since it's all about love, 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 with a capital L, we'll be going, hopefully get to hang out with Venus. I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but there's some astrological thing happening with Venus. If anybody knows and wants to post anything about it in the forums, if they happen to be an astrology superstar, then please do share your insights, because whatever's going on in the heavens is definitely having an effect on us down here. So I like to understand that stuff.
Should have studied that when I was younger.
There's so much to know about it. I thought I had a grasp on astrology, and I just really don't. I don't know anything about it.
Sun and this and the moon and that. And yeah.
And there's like a bazillion styles too.
Mercury retrograde is a pain. I know that.
Can also be the time when you clean out your closet and get stuff repaired and do all the stuff you've been putting off.
Astrograph is a very good resource online. Also,
Astrograph.
Astrograph.
Like GRAPH.
Correct.
Good one.
Also, Tanya Gabrielle does a beautiful presentation every month of the astrology.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll look into that. Cool. Yeah. Does anybody has anything they want to share or add? We can just, y'all are welcome to hang out on the call.
Yeah, I wanted to put some input on the whole, I think it's Mars, Venus, and Jupiter are all in the same area.
Okay.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it? So what I take from that is I think Jupiter is like this, you know, wisdom planet, right? Last week, it's full of wisdom. And I don't know if you guys have ever read the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That book just says that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And it would make sense to me that there's some kind of, you know, correlation if they're hanging out up there with each other with some wisdom backed up, looking at us.
Wow, I like
the sun.
Good one. I like
And don't they say the Hathors are from Venus in the fifth density? And they're total love beings.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hathors.
That's cool. Maybe that means
I've
there's some kind of cool balance going on with that, those energies, maybe.
You know that Mars is the messenger, Venus is the goddess of love, and Jupiter is the god of wisdom. So you have the three of them all converging together. That's pretty special.
Expansion too.
What's that?
Jupiter is about expansion.
All right.
True.
Cool. Well, that all makes sense to me. There's some
pink love.
Yeah, pink love.
Big love.
Oh, big love. Yeah. Indeed.
Love is the healing force of the universe.
Yeah, great meditation, by the way, Mary. Thank you.
Yes,
yes, beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
I have to go. I'm just going to release the call from the record. But everyone is perfectly welcome to hang out for as long as they want.